Welcome to the Shine in Sales podcast, presented by Sales Women Training, India's first and only community inspiring women to succeed at selling. I'm Chitra Singh, your host and also the chief mentor and founder of Sales Women Training. Good morning, Naomi. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the Shine in Sales podcast hosted by me, Chitra Singh. I'm the founder and chief mentor at Sales Women Training, which is India's first and only community inspiring women to succeed at selling. Let's start with your intro. I know that you wear many hats and it is really a pleasure. So without further delay, let me introduce you to Naomi. She's a well-being mentor and founder at Life at Optimum. She is the author of Mom Me, How I Raised Babies, Survived My Daughters, and Learned to Love Myself. She is a certified yoga instructor, fitness enthusiast, and champions women's well-being. And what we're going to talk about today is all about how women can love themselves and care for themselves. So firstly, I wanted to understand that you work primarily in the area of living in alignment with who we are. Uniquely as women,
yes.
Intentional well-being. So could you tell us more about what is intentional well-being and how women can live in alignment with their true selves?
Okay. So when I say intentional well-being, it is a continuous and very conscious process of asking ourselves, what do I need? When we ask, what do I need? It gives us a pulse check on how we're feeling, whether we're tired, exhausted, low-spirited, whether we need a change, we want to go out, we need stimulus, we need friends, support. But asking that crucial question of what do I need enables us to stay connected with ourselves. And that only if we are connected with ourselves, can we understand what we need and what we need to do to live better lives and to thrive. So that is what I mean when I say intentional well-being. Yes. Asking yourself repeatedly every day for the rest of your life, really, what do I need? And then giving it to ourselves.
So what I understand from what you said is that women really need to ask ourselves every single day, what is it that I need? Right. And yes. Most people do not ask themselves that question. Most women don't, because somewhere we don't believe that we deserve more than what we have at present. And that's why we sometimes compromise, we sometimes accommodate, we put others first. Right. And yes. So do you think that there is an element of deservability and women do not feel that they deserve more than they have?
Yes. Yes. So absolutely. So I'm going to zone in on that phrase that you used, which is deservability. And rightly, as you said, we don't ask, what do I need? Because we're socially conditioned to put others' needs before ourselves. And women don't feel that they deserve to have more. They don't feel that they deserve to have their wants and desires. And as a result of this, what happens is that, you know, the sense of self gets diminished, gets smaller and smaller. And it leads to us occupying less and less space in our own heads. Our own sense of value comes down, which is why when it comes to a crossroads of who's going to take the hit, who's going to make the sacrifice, it is often the woman who does it automatically. Because she, yes, as you're saying, she believes that she does not deserve more. She doesn't deserve to have it all. So what I'm saying is, you have to change that place. How do you get to that place of deservability? And you have to get to, it's a training. It's like a muscle you build in your head, because for 2000 years, we've been conditioned only one way. So now to go from we don't deserve to we do deserve, you have to recondition your mindset. And that you begin by asking the question, what do I need? Ask. And when you ask, you are honoring yourself. Now, whether you prepare to act on that is a different matter. And actually, you have to come to that. But we'll answer that later. You must start with the question of what do I need? Do I need rest? Am I tired? Do I actually want to keep my job? And do I feel that my partner or my family could be doing more? You know, so many things. So what do I need is the first question to honoring yourself. And every day you have to ask of yourself. That's part one. Then there's a part two and a part three, but you start with what do I need? Because that means you're bringing yourself to the center. And that is the start of deservability. Bring yourself to the center by asking this question.
Very important things you've said now. Ask yourself what you need. Bring yourself to the center. Focus on your needs. Also, you talked about space. Very interesting concept that women tend to shrink themselves to accommodate others.
Yes.
And tend to shrink their own achievements. They do not promote themselves. They do not talk about their achievements in terms of the space they occupy, as well as the way they talk about themselves and their achievements. They kind of diminish themselves. And that's something we shouldn't be doing. Taking me now to my next question for you, which is that unipolar depression, which is predicted to be the second leading cause of global disability by 2020. Is twice as common in women. Women are also more likely to suffer from anxiety, guilt, self-esteem issues. So do you think this is due to a difference in the way our brains are wired, or is it the socio-cultural influences, the conditioning, and also the fact that we do carry a larger share of the domestic and child or elder care responsibilities?
So there is some research to show that the female and the male brains are wired differently. But I don't know if the research is so compelling as to sort of prove that this results in different behavioral responses. Okay, so I prefer to leave that part conclusive, because I also believe that in the end, we control our minds and we control our responses and our destiny. So I want to answer the second part, which is socio-cultural conditioning. Yes. This is, again, you know, where women pick up the bulk of the domestic duties. The caregiving duties fall largely to the woman. And what it is that both these aspects is incredibly draining. It is constant output, and you're exhausted and you're tired. On top of that, you also have your work responsibilities. So to perform well at work, but you can't do anything. Because frankly speaking, to even love your partner, love your children, love takes energy. To do well at work, to do optimum at work, you got to have energy, you got to come in charged. And when your tank is empty, how is a woman going to do well at work? Because, you know, she comes in at the end of the day, she's got to make dinner, or she's looking after children, bedtime story, she's up at the crack of dawn, all of that. Now, what happens is that it leads to an energy deficit. So you're not able to perform well at work. And then when work is over, you're so tired and you have to do all the duties at home. You have to love your children and nothing is getting done properly. So there is guilt from feeling that neither am I doing work well, neither am I a good enough parent, because actually I don't feel like I love my children. I just find them exhausting. And this is actually a very real fact. Since I work with women, I understand. So there's double guilt, you know, on both sides. I'm not doing good at work. I'm not doing good at home either. So give up one. And what is it that typically gives up is the work. So, so because of this depletion, because of this lack of refueling, resting, we are depleted. And in that depleted sense of self comes guilt, comes self-esteem issues, because we feel like we're not performing on either end. So what I want to say is, you know, we all hear that it takes a village to raise a child. Yes, it does. Every single house member needs to pull his or her weight. But then I also add that it takes a community for a woman to be whole, that she needs support. She needs rest. She needs hobbies. She needs friends where she can be seen. She needs mentoring. So all these places where she can refuel herself, she needs a community where she can be whole. And so without that, it is very, very hard. And that is why women suffer from self-esteem and guilt and anxiety, because we're at war with ourselves. No, we're trying to be all that we can be. And this conditioning is just, you know, pulling us down. So we have to assert for what it is that we need. We have to advocate. I mean, we last spoke, you use the word negotiate for what it is that we want. And a key part of that is rest, the right to play. You know, we are most vital when we play and when we have fun. We need to have play. We need to rest. We need to have full lives. So yes, and until a woman can really sort of go after all of these things, she's going to be facing this continual deficit of energy and depletion. And she needs to know that it's coming from constant output. Until she puts back into herself, into that empty glass, is only going to be self-esteem. losses and guilt and, you know, real, it's really very sad. Yeah. So fill your glass, fill your cup.
Self-love. Before starting, fill others. Yeah, a lot of things you said here. And what has stayed with me is the fact that women need to ask for what they deserve. Women need to negotiate for all the support they can get. They need to have loving friends, family, and a supportive community, an entire ecosystem, in fact, which helps them and has a vested interest in getting them to succeed and go forward in life. Of course, the definition of success is different for others. You may choose to be a corporate professional. Somebody else may choose to be an entrepreneur. A third may even choose to be a homemaker. But at the end of it, what matters is that she chooses herself, puts herself at the center, and then makes those choices which help her to feel happy, fulfilled, and ultimately to do justice in all her roles. Otherwise, she ends up feeling depleted, guilty, anxious, stressed out, and burnt out. So at the center of all this is the word you used, ask and negotiate, and believe that you deserve help and support. Somewhere we feel that if I'm a good mother, I should be able to do this all on my own. If I'm a good corporate professional, I should be able to do it all on my own. But it's not, it's impossible for a single person to do everything, be everything. And I think the earlier we get rid of this super mom, super woman syndrome, the better it is for all of us in terms of mental health as well as well-being.
Yes, absolutely.
Well put there. So you've worked in sales and business development earlier, right? And it is one profession which is considered to be extremely stressful, extremely challenging, and not at all for women. And that is proved by the fact that so few women choose sales roles. At entry levels, you have 35%, but by the time you reach leadership positions, you just have less than 10% women who are sales leaders. So it is all the more stressful and challenging to be in a sales role. So how do you think that women can better equip themselves to deal with a role in sales and all the stresses and challenges which go with it? And of course, this applies to all women, but we are talking more about women in sales because of the fact that it is considered to be a much more stressful profession and much less suitable for women. How do women actually deal with all these challenges and stresses?
Yeah, so to make a good sales professional, you have to have certain qualities, right? Communication ability, interest, passion, ability to connect with the customer, empathy, assertiveness. Some of the basic qualities. Or now these qualities women have, men have, everybody on the gender spectrum, anyone with these qualities will make a good sales professional, right? And can make a fantastic career in it. So women who have this need to know that they've got those qualities. Now where they're going to face pushback is the long hours on the road. You know, it is a challenging role. They probably need to travel, all of that. And the safety aspect, right? 100 calls, where are you? You have not come. I mean, I was looking at your bio and I remember you said that you have started off your career with Johnson & Johnson, that you were out at 11 o'clock at night wading through water, right? And you said it was one of the most fulfilling years of your life. But look at what you did. You were out at 11 o'clock at night, which means that you must have had some sort of support. A, you must have said, I love what I do. My career is important to me. I think we women have to say that if this is a chosen profession, this is important to me. When it comes to sales, every job comes with certain not so desirable facts. And sales will have this part of it, the travel, the remaining outside the house, the safety in inverted commas. So you have to advocate, my job is important for me. This is what it comes with. I'm ready to deal with it. I need you to accept that. So I think the more we advocate and, you know, say, this is my career, it is non-negotiable. It is not that I will stop this and pick up a safer job somewhere else. Nothing like that. I love it and I'm good at it. So I want to develop it is the first chance. Second is, look, to come back after a long day and then to pick up job, you know, tasks at home, whether it's kids, bathing, dinner, all that stuff, it gets exhausting. That's when you ask, you know, is it worth it? So this is where we have to ask for support very explicitly. Nothing is left for to be understood. When we say from the husband or the partner, bathe the children at 8 o'clock. Please prepare dinner because I can do the morning and I can do the snacks. I can do the lunchbox, but evening I cannot do. So, you know, you have to ask specifically for help. Okay, or if you have to do dinner, then at least bathe the children. You know, break down the tasks, leave nothing to the imagination. Nothing will happen. So break down your expectations from them. Say you want the support, you're doing this any which way, it's important to you. Then structure and control. I mean, whatever said and done, a woman who has a career has to be really in control of what she's doing. So in terms of domestic and career, so put in place weekly menus, Monday to Friday. That menu has to be in place, dinner and lunch, so you're not wasting energy thinking about that, you know. So structure, control, delegation of tasks. But for all of this, you need support system. You need somebody who buys, who believes, champions you, and says, yes, you know what, your career is important to you, and I support that. But before anybody else does that, we have to say, my career is important, I want your support, let's make this happen. How are we going to make this happen? Is not let's make it. How are we going to make it happen? Right. So don't just leave it to come back to you at 11 o'clock when you were out wading through monsoon rains. I mean, so there's danger, there's lateness, there's everything. But Pribhi, you did it. And that was your first role. So how come you did it? Like, you, passion for the job and all is one thing, but you must have had support at home, or did you advocate for yourself? Because you're the best example.
Like you said, I was like, wow. Yeah, you used a very important word. It's non-negotiable, right? So from the time you were young, if you believe that I have been born to achieve great things and I am going to have a career and I'm going to be very rich, very famous, very powerful, you believe that. You are not told you're a girl, okay, you have to get married, you have to learn how to run the house. I'm not saying all those things are not important. Of course, they're important for everybody, a man and a woman, to be able to run your house efficiently. These are important skills for anybody to have. But they should not be the be-all and end-all of life. And they should not be end goal that you have to get married to a rich person and then you have to lead a peaceful life. In my case, it was always understood that I would work. So you hit the nail on the head when you said non-negotiable, that your career and your choice to work is non-negotiable. Now, how do we work around all the challenges and all the issues which will come definitely on the way? So whether you're a man or a woman, your career is certainly, your professional path will never be smooth. And you will have challenges. And it is up to you how you negotiate with others around you, including your manager and including on, say, flexible timings or flexible work arrangements and your spouse or partner and your family at home in order to be able to manage and balance both. But the first step is belief and non-negotiability.
Belief, non-negotiable. Yes, this is important to me. How are we going to make it happen? Yes, these are the challenges of the job. How are we going to make it happen? It's just not even on the table. And especially if you have the qualities of sales, you know, which is quite, it's a real skill to be a good salesperson, actually, then honor it, you know, develop it, because those are incredible skills to have. It's just a question of how we're going to make it happen. But as you're saying, it is not a smooth path. That is why you have to stay connected, give yourself what you need, all of that. It's a lifelong journey, Chitra. But yeah, let's start with belief, conviction, all of that. Yeah.
That's right. And also there will be times along the way where you feel that things are really very, very difficult. But again, you have to decide on what your priority is. Is your priority to continue in your career? Then you will look at it as a phase and the problem as a phase, which will get over. I'm not saying motherhood is a phase. It is a lifelong joy, not even a responsibility. Motherhood is a lifelong joy. To have a child and to bring it up to be a good human being is a lifelong joy. But there will not be always, you know, the happy times, and the child will not always not behave in the way we want it to. It will fall sick, or she or he will have PTAs and so many other things. And we have to decide where we want to be. On a particular day, prioritize your work. On another day, if the child is sick, prioritize your child. But those are individual decisions. The last question, which is, what are your tips for women to achieve success at work and to cope with their work-life challenges and ultimately be in charge of scripting their own success stories at work and in life?
First, start with the fact that success is individual to each woman, and you define your own success story depending on the life stage that you're at and not according to general standards. Now, my tips for scripting your life, for your success story, because it really is about lasting the distance, is self-love. Honor yourself. Right. Put your well-being at the center, because a woman's well-being is what defines her success story. What gives her energy to last the distance? Self-love. Self-compassion. You spoke about the tough times. There'll be times when you have to make tough decisions. You know, you may not make it to VP by 35 because the pandemic happened. You had two children who were under five and you couldn't put your hand up for the high visibility projects, couldn't network, whatever. It does not matter. Be self-compassionate. Say, this is the reason why I couldn't do it. Push the timeline because it didn't happen at 35. It doesn't mean it can't happen at 38 or 40. So be self-compassionate. Understand success to your own timeline and nobody else's, depending on your life phase. Self-assert. Advocate for yourself. Because if we don't speak for what we want, our needs, our wants, then we are not honoring ourselves. We are a spectator in our lives. We are not a participant. And self-responsibility. Take control of what you can take control of. Take control of your well-being. Take control of, you know, the career that you want. So self-love, self-compassion, self-assertion, and self-responsibility together is what will script your life story, your success story. And remember, it's to your timeline and nobody else's.
Summarized it well. So at the core is the self. At the center is the self. And the love, passion, respect, confidence, care, all these add to making you whole and making you perfect and making you ready to take on life.
Correct. And self-responsibility. We are responsible for our own happiness. Nobody else. And that gives a sense of empowerment. Let us not give our happiness to somebody else to fulfill. Why should we do that? We can make it happen. And that gives a sense of aliveness.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed talking to you, Naomi, and look forward to more such conversations in the future. Thank you for joining us today. And have a great day.
Thank you, Chitra. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Shine in Sales podcast presented by Sales Momentary. If you liked this episode, do listen to our upcoming episodes where we will interview inspiring sales leaders who will share their tips and strategies for success in sales. Happy selling!